Well, some statements coming from Ben Bernanke. Joining us to talk about that on our Newsmaker line, John Taylor of Stern, AG, and Leach. He'll be on the hot seat today, John.
You will indeed, and you may look at your job and say, gee, I wish I didn't have to go to work today. Well, be glad you're not Ben Bernanke. He testifies today before the House and tomorrow before the Senate, and, of course, he does this periodically, and he's going to get grilled on a lot of things, and, of course, he's going to want to talk about some things other than the main thing, which they're going to grill him about, and that's what are they going to do about the debt ceiling limit, which, of course, the clock's ticking on that August the 2nd. It's interesting that he's testifying before the House and the Senate these 2 days, when yesterday the minutes from the June meeting of the Federal Open Market Committee of the Fed were released. Those were always released a couple of 3 weeks after they meet, and everybody dissects those. And it turns out when you read the minutes from the June meeting that it, there were a, quote, few members, that are, those were not identified, but a few members of the committee last month said they were considering additional monetary policy stimulus. Some people referring to this as QE3, quantitative easing 3. And that is, and they made the statement that these few members who weren't identified who might be willing to allow the Fed to inject more billions of dollars into the system, more economic stimulus, they said if, quote, especially if the economic growth remained too slow to meaningfully reduce the unemployment rate in the medium term, but they did not identify what is too slow. So he's going to get to talk about those comments in the meeting, in the Fed, in the minutes from the June meeting that were released yesterday, as well as, of course, what are they going to do about the debt ceiling situation. One of the companies, I know we've talked a lot about this crisis that we've been in for the last almost 3 years, this worst thing that's happened to our economy and the markets, and some people say 7 decades, but one company that has really, really prospered and done well was in the news yesterday, Netflix. Netflix announces yesterday that for people who want both unlimited DVDs and also online video online streaming, where you can download as many movies as you wish, they're going to raise their prices by 60%. Currently, people who want both DVD and online services pay $9.99 a month. That's going to go to $15.98 a month. But if people want to use DVDs only, you can get one at a time for $7.99 a month, or two at a time for $9.99 a month. You know, it's interesting. If you go back to the low point of the economic collapse in October of 2008, that stock was trading at $24 a share. This year, it's been as high as $300. And it's trading currently at about $290 a share. In fact, over the last 52 weeks, the stock has gone from $95 to over $300. So there are some business models that have really worked well and that people have embraced. And, of course, a couple weeks ago, Netflix announced that they were going to start providing these movie services, DVD and streaming online video services, to 59 additional countries in other parts of the world. And lastly, another company that's in the news. Many people are familiar with Chesapeake Energy. You may be getting a royalty check once in a while from them. They're, of course, a huge energy company headquartered in Oklahoma City. They announced yesterday that they're going to invest $150 million in another publicly traded company, a company called Clean Energy Fuels. You may not be familiar with them. They're headquartered in California. But the largest stockholder in Clean Energy Fuels is none other than T. Boone Pickens, another famous guy from Oklahoma. And what Clean Energy Fuel Systems does is they're in the middle of building 150 LNG, liquefied natural gas, truck fueling stations. And, of course, also T. Boone Pickens has been lobbying incessantly Congress to pass some incentives that would incentivize businesses to convert their vehicles, particularly their trucks, to burn natural gas instead of oil. So we'll see how that plays out.
Yeah, interesting investment. And I guess one investment would not be to start a video rental store.
Well, maybe they'll find a way to survive, but I tell you, Netflix, it's incredible. Don't you wish you'd have bought that stock at $24 less than 3 years ago?
Wow. All right, John, thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
There's a way to make some money. You just have to have some insight. John Taylor of Stern, AG, and Leach has that, and he can help you with some of your ideas. He is located at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. The company is Stern, AG, and Leach. And you can call John at 782-2527, 782-2527, or email John at johntaylor@sternag.com.